Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Indiana Sports, now with Kent Sterling. It's Tuesday, June 15th, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. If you have the chance to hire the best dentist in the world, why wouldn't you do that? 28 years ago, I picked up the phone. I made an appointment with Dr. Mike O'Neill. I'm convinced he is the best dentist on the planet. That's why I recommend him. Call him, 317-849-2933. Hit subscribe, punch like, ring the bell. Let's talk about sports. It's the middle of June. Perfect time, right, to assess what we have with programs and franchises in Central Indiana. College basketball, college football, professional basketball. So let's go. Let's talk about the programs that we follow religiously here in Central Indiana and assess where they are. And we're going to do it in alphabetical order. First, Butler basketball. Under LaValle Jordan, Butler has kind of been sort of mediocre for a few years. Last year, though, they found Chuck Harris. Chuck Harris, an all-Big East freshman, a terrific basketball player, a guy who can score, a guy who can defend, and a guy who can lead your team in the way that Kamar Baldwin did in previous years to heights in the Big East, which don't need to be any higher than third in the Big East for Butler fans to be happy. So, does Butler have a great chance to exceed expectations? Yes, they do. Are they in the middle of a renaissance, or are they looking into an abyss? I think they're looking at a renaissance. I think LaValle Jordan is going to prove his worth as a coach this year and kind of settle the nerves of Butler fans who got kind of like a little bit jittery about LaValle over the last year. So I think Butler is going to be terrific this coming year in the Big East. I think they finish fourth or fifth in the Big East. They wind up being a seventh seed in the NCAA tournament. And if they're not, they're not meeting expectations. All right, Indiana basketball. Interesting times for Indiana basketball. You know what? Indiana fans are starting to hope at a level that they haven't in a long time. And Mike Woodson has a lot to do with that. But what also has a lot to do with that, returning talent, plus the addition of guys like Xavier Johnson, Parker Stewart, Michael Durr, right? Logan Duncombe, Tamar Bates, all coming to the program. Yeah, there were losses. Al Durham, Joey Brunk, and Armand Franklin are gone. However, a lot of talent and a return to accountability in Bloomington, because Mike Woodson is going to hold student athletes immediately culpable for their inactivity or for their bad activity. And that's a good thing. Last year, Archie Miller, there were guys dogging it on defense. We saw it all year. Drove Indiana fans nuts. We know effort. We know when guys know what they're doing and when they don't know what they're doing. And there were people defensively last year who did not know what they were doing. And it drove Indiana fans crazy. Now, a new day has dawned and hope has returned to Monroe County in the person of Mike Woodson. I think Indiana's got a shot to finish in the top five of the Big Ten, earn a six seed, maybe a five seed in the NCAA tournament, and win some games in the NCAA tournament, returning to the NCAA tournament for the first time 5 years. They've missed the NCAA tournament. I think they go back this year. I think they are a force to be reckoned with in the Big Ten. And I think recruiting at Indiana is going to be phenomenal, because I don't know of anybody in college basketball who's got a better staff than they have at Indiana in terms of development, in terms of recruiting, in terms of leadership. I think Indiana is absolutely rolling. They have hired a superb basketball staff. How about Indiana football? I keep waiting for the bottom to fall out with Indiana football. Are they looking into an abyss? If the abyss is a step back from 6-1, which is what they were last year in the Big Ten, yes, I think that they are. I just can't believe that Indiana is going to be that competitive for a third year in a row. Last year, different because of COVID. So on the good side, on the bad side, the COVID year was kind of an exception. But Indiana played really good football. Whether Michael Penix was the starting quarterback or whether he was hurt, they played good football. They've got talent on both sides of the ball in a way that I've never seen at Indiana. And Tom Allen, for all his quirks, and they are numerous, evidently is a guy who is leading this program into a place where regular success can occur. Is LEO really that meaningful to people? For me, Indiana football is this. You drive down to the parking lot at Memorial Stadium, you tailgate and have a great time. You go into Memorial Stadium because it's nostalgic. You walk around, you watch a little bit of football, you have some fun till halftime, and then off you go to Knicks. Because whatever's going on at Knicks has got to be more fun than what's going on at Memorial Stadium. That is my 40 years of going to Memorial Stadium as a fan of Indiana football. All right? So that's what it is. And it's hard to let go of that. I know how to do that. Right? Just like fans in Alabama know what it's like to stick around for four quarters and watch Nick Saban or Bear Bryant or somebody else coach winning football. That is not my experience with Indiana football. So when I go to an Indiana football game, I do it my way, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it a different way. And it doesn't mean that Tom Allen may not at some point earn my loyalty to an extent that I'm willing to stick it out for four quarters at an Indiana football game. I think they got a great chance to continue kind of this positive momentum toward being a serious Big Ten football program, but I think they take a step back. I just can't believe that with the schedule they've got, they're going to wind up being whatever 6-1 would kind of prorate toward, whether it's 10-2 or 9-3 or whatever in the regular season. Going to a bowl is good enough for me. If they go to the Music City Bowl, I'm happy as can be. The Indiana Pacers. Pacers are a tough nut. I would give them an incomplete. I neither think that they're looking into the abyss or looking at a renaissance. They have all five of their starters under contract for next year, plus some very, very capable bench players. But they don't have a coach because Nate Bjorkgren was not the right guy. So is Kevin Pritchard capable of hiring the right guy? We're going to find out. I think he's got one more bite at the apple. And if he doesn't get this right, I think Herb and Steve Simon are going to get tired of paying coaches to not coach, like they're going to pay Nate Bjorkgren to not coach next year. If they hire another coach and that guy doesn't work out because of locker room kind of weirdness, which I think is part of the reason that Bjorkgren didn't work out, COVID had something to do with it, Nate not being a guy with any experience as a head coach in the NBA had something to do with it. If this thing doesn't get untracked next year to the tune of 50 regular season wins, maybe a fourth or fifth seed in the Eastern Conference, I think the Simons are going to start to get nervous. This season, if guys stay healthy, that team should win 50 games minimum because, like I said, they're bringing everybody back and you're hiring the coach of your dreams. All right? We'll see what the Pacers are able to do. But right now, I don't see them as either in ascension or in great decline. How about the Colts? Colts have got to get it going. This is the year for the Colts. Fifth year, right? They got their quarterback, 28 years old, Carson Wentz. Two things are going to determine what the Colts do this year. Number one, Carson Wentz. Can he stay healthy and can he play winning football for 16, 17 games, right, and into the playoffs? And you got to put pressure on the opposing quarterback. Kwity Paye has got to be a rookie sensation. You got to find a way, hopefully, that Hurricane Dio can get healthy and get on the field, and that Tyquan Lewis can take another step forward this year, and that Kamoko Ture is healthy and can get after the quarterback, and Ben Bannegu can get on the field, and Grover Stewart and DeForest Buckner can get after the quarterback. Kenny Moore on the blitz, Darius Leonard on the blitz. Let's get after the quarterback so the secondary isn't exposed. Julian Blackman can go ball hawk, go get picks, and plenty of them. If he winds up, this is the statistic that's going to determine whether the Colts are capable of getting to the AFC Championship game. Interceptions by Julian Blackman. If he can get six, I think the Colts go to the AFC Championship game. If he's at two or three, I don't think that they do. I don't know that they'll go to the playoffs. This is a huge year, a tough schedule. Jacksonville isn't going to be as bad as they have been. The Texans are going to be terrible. Tennessee is going to be good. The Colts, they got to get it together. They got to put it together. They got to get pressure on the quarterback, and they got to keep pressure off their quarterback. All right, IndyCar. I love IndyCar. IndyCar I watch every weekend that it's on. The month of May is spectacular. The combination of young drivers and old drivers, terrific. We know who Scott Dixon is. We know Will Power, right? We know Jimmy Johnson on the road courses. This is cool. That's fun. And then the young guys are wonderful to watch and to hear from. They are willing participants in the media, and that's really fun. So are the older guys, but tell you the truth, the older guys aren't very interesting. I mean, Scott Dixon, if he was as good an interview as he is a driver, man, you'd love the guy as a centerpiece of this series. He's not. And that's the way it is. But I love IndyCar, and I think it's in ascension. Purdue basketball is rolling. If Trevion Williams comes back, I think Purdue has a hell of a chance to go to the Final Four for the first time since 1980. With him, without him, things get a little bit clunky. He's such a good passer. His hands are so smart down low, right? He's two-handed near the bucket. He can score. He's got the big body, and so he can defend on the other end. I love Trevion Williams as the centerpiece, the cornerstone of Purdue basketball in 2021-2022. I think they got a hell of a chance to win the Big Ten and go to the Final Four. That's what needs to happen, I think. Matt Painter's going to be the coach of Purdue for as long as he likes, and that's the way it should be. There isn't going to be a coaching change, but this is the opportunity for that program to ascend to heights that they haven't been to since 1980. And before that, you got to go back to like 1932 when they won a national championship. I think Purdue has a serious shot at serious success this coming season. Purdue football's got to figure it out. You got Jeff Brohm. Jeff Brohm, over the last 4 years, his 4 years as the head coach, the Boilermakers have won 7, 6, 4, and then 2 games. And granted, last year was an anomaly. Shorter schedule, right? COVID, all of that stuff. It's hard to hold that against anybody. It's as hard to hold last year against Jeff Brohm as it is to elevate Tom Allen because of what happened last year. But you got to look at something, right? Comparatively, Purdue was just not very good. Purdue football has got to find its footing, or Jeff Brohm is really going to be on thin ice in West Lafayette. These are great times. This is a great time to be a sports fan in Central Indiana. Unbelievable time. With the Colts kind of in ascension, the Pacers, you really don't know what the hell they got. Indiana basketball in ascension, Indiana football, you know, being competitive in a way that it hasn't been since the 40s under Bo McMillan, where we're actually thinking, I'm thinking about going to games and staying at them? What? How could that be, right? Butler basketball, is there a better place? Is there a better college basketball game on the schedule anywhere than Butler hosting Villanova? I love watching those two teams play each other at Hinkle Fieldhouse. It is a possession-by-possession war every single year. I do not miss that game. Jay Wright's a fantastic coach. I think Lavelle Jordan is doing a terrific job at Butler. Love that game. And Butler basketball is still just so pure and fun to watch. I dig it. And Indiana basketball, what do we got, right? Kind of last chance saloon. You know, they've tried it with Kelvin. They tried it with Tom. They tried it with Archie. And none of it worked. And so they're going to try it. They're going to go back to the future, right, with Mike Woodson and see if he can recreate some of what Bob Knight did and the attitude of Bob Knight that really caused Indiana basketball teams to function at a tremendously high level and compete at a high level. It's going to be fascinating to see what happens with Indiana basketball this year. I cannot wait. June, it's kind of the calm before the storm, right? Next month, Colts camp starts. Football programs kind of get back to work. Basketball, you've got Indiana going to Atlantis. Going to be fascinating. July, August, and then September, it's all on. And I just can't wait. Tomorrow morning, we'll talk about it some more. Breakfast with Kent, bright and early, 8 o'clock. You know what? We do it live in the morning on YouTube Live and then Facebook Live. I cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow morning. Lift each other. Let's be good to each other. Let's not be so impatient. Let's not honk our horn at people. Let's let people in once in a while as they try to merge onto the interstate. What do you think? Tap the brake, Let somebody in, give a nice wave, say, hey, welcome, friend. Let's be human beings today. Commit to being a human being. And if you're in youth sports, no yelling, no fighting, for God's sake, please stop that. Would you, people in Florida, people in Kentucky, be human beings? Understand that the kids are there for the ice cream and the popsicles, not to win.